Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today's episode is being sponsored by ArmsList.com. Israel just conducted a massive airstrike over inside of Khan Yunis, targeting what is rumored to be Mohammed Sinwar. And it looks like I actually have video confirmation that he is in fact dead. We'll be going over that in a sec. Obviously, I'm going to blur his face out, but I'll show you his dead butt laying on some cold steel here in just a minute. Immediately following that, sounds like Houthis ended up getting the word that Israel targeted Mohammed Sinwar, so they decided to shoot a ballistic missile. What you were watching right when the show opened up was the ballistic missile intercept. Now, check this out. That ballistic missile actually flew right over Saudi Arabia while Trump was there. This is a video that allegedly captured the Houthi ballistic missile flying towards Israel, shot by the Houthis down in Yemen.
וואי, מה זה הזיה הזאת?
וואו, חזת. בואו המנערים.
Here you can see the projected impact location all around Tel Aviv. Now let's go ahead and get to the airstrike that I know you guys are just dying to freaking hear about. Now, the IDF ended up putting out this statement. They said the IDF and ISA conducted a precise strike on Hamas terrorists in a command and control center located in an underground terrorist infrastructure site beneath the European hospital in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza a short while ago. Hamas continues to use hospitals in Gaza for terrorist activity. They said prior to and during the strike, numerous steps were taken to mitigate the risk of harming civilians and civilian infrastructure, including the use of precise munitions, aerial surveillance, and additional intelligence. From the videos that I've seen, it looks like Israel used somewhere between 7 and 10 bunker busters over in this area. All right, I'm going to take you guys over to the map and show you exactly where the strike ended up going down. Like I said, it was the European hospital over inside of Khan Yunis. There you can see Yemen, Saudi Arabia. That would be the flight path of that ballistic missile. But let's go ahead and zoom in down to Gaza to show you where Mohammed Sinwar was eliminated at. This is the location of the European hospital inside of Khan Yunis. I like switching over once we get into Gaza to this style map because it shows you pretty much, you know, where these hospitals are laid out. It wasn't in downtown Khan Yunis. It was more or less off to like the southeastern side. And as you start to zoom in, you can kind of see how this is going to start matching up with some of the videos that you're about to see. Now, they didn't strike the hospital directly, but Sinwar was filmed inside of the hospital immediately following the strike. We're going to go over and we're going to take a look at some of these strike videos that came out of Khan Yunis immediately following. Here's one. Now, the interesting part about this video is you can see those smoke plumes coming straight up out the ground as if they did use bunker busters on it. I am not sure what size of bunker busters they ended up using. I haven't gone that in depth to it yet, but it's good enough just to know. Far away view of what that looked like, just so you guys are aware. This is a short little 3-second video, but you can kind of see the big row all the way over. It's almost like they just did a linear target, hoping to knock that tunnel system out. They knew the general area more than likely and wanted to make sure they ended up hitting it, or it was a massive tunnel system that they ended up hitting. Now I'm going to take you over to the ground immediately following the strike. This appears to be the location where that they ended up hitting.
طال الساحة في المشفى الأوروبي شرق مدينة خان يونس كما تشاهدون في الصورة السقف مشفى غزة الأوروبي شرق مدينة حزام ناري استهدف المشفى الأوروبي كما تسمعون الآن.
Now, the interesting part about this is you can almost make it out in the video where the ground's lifted up in a linear fashion that follows that road, almost like they wanted to hide it there. And you can see how close to the hospital this actually was. Now, I know a lot of people are probably concerned with bunker busters being dropped off this close to the hospital. But here's the deal. Those explosions are contained inside of the ground, and that's how those munitions are actually designed. So you can actually mitigate a lot of collateral damage by using bunker busters. People think that they're a hell of a lot worse than maybe a 2,000-pound JDAM, but the truth is they're not. They contain significantly less amounts of explosives. The reason they weigh so dang much is because they're designed to penetrate deep into the earth. These suckers actually have like less explosive filler than a typical like 2,000 pound bomb. So a 2,000 pound bunker buster has significantly amount less, explosive filler inside of them because of the weight of the actual munition itself. Over on the ground, you can see the impacts of these suckers sitting down there. It definitely looks like, and you can make it out, it definitely looks like a tunnel entrance probably likely ended up getting blasted right there. And you can see some of the fallen of it with that bus collapsing down into the tunnel following that strike. This is a good little video of that same exact location. And I like when they end up publishing these videos immediately following it, because you can see how it kind of blew out on the other side of the road, indicating that there would have been weaker soil there as opposed to the other location. That to me signifies that there was in fact tunnels that were running through there. I'll show you guys another video of these bunker busters being dropped over there inside of Khan Yunis. Oh, the famine and open air prison that is Gaza. Check out all of that nice scenery that you have around there. It's like they have enough money and freaking supplies to keep up with landscaping, and yet everybody is allegedly starving. All right, let's go check out some more aftermath right outside of the European hospital. Some good still images coming out of that area as well. And again, you can see how the ground, this is a really good one where you can see how that ground and concrete has just broken in a linear fashion going directly with that road all the way down it. That to me signifies that they did in fact have those tunnels underneath there. Here's another picture of a cute little hole that they ended up digging out with one of those bombs. This one, you know, again, you look at it and sometimes it's hard to tell whether or not this is going to be like a blowout location or an impact site. This one to me looks like a structural collapse of that tunnel system itself. And again, you can see how it runs right in line with that particular road. ArmsList.com is America's firearms marketplace. Unwavering in their belief of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, ArmsList.com has been in the fight for our Second Amendment rights, battling the Brady campaign and their cronies since the initial assault in 2013, emerging victorious. ArmsList.com is not only at the forefront of the fight for your rights, it's your go-to platform to buy, sell, and trade firearms, ammo, optics, and more locally, or tap into their nationwide network of firearms dealers. For a limited time, ArmsList is extending an exclusive discount to Speak the Truth listeners. Head to armslist.com/Rob and use code Rob to get your first month of premium membership for just 99 cents. Join the fight and come and get what they want to take right now at armslist.com/Rob. Now, this is what you were waiting for. You wanted to see proof that Mohammed Sinwar, in fact, ended up getting schwacked. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put it up on the screen, and I apologize because it is YouTube. I have to blur his face out, but there is a video of him rolling around on a freaking hospital bed with his head cracked open, looking all sorts of jacked up. And now we actually have a photograph that appear, or a video, excuse me, that appears to be him dead on a freaking bedpan inside of the morgue. Here it is for you. Unfortunately, again, it's YouTube. I had to blur his face out, but as you can see, he gone. He ain't alive anymore. I think Israel ended up hitting their mark. I think they ended up hitting the target. So thank God. That's a good thing for those of you guys that don't know. He ended up taking over for Yahya Sinwar after he ended up getting killed by the Israeli Defense Force last year. Now, Netanyahu ended up announcing that soon, within the next couple days, he's going to end up cutting the IDF loose on the Gaza Strip. That's very good news. However, it's coming at a very crucial point in time. We have already had our time for negotiating with Iran expire, but the U.S. is still engaging within peaceful talks for nuclear energy programs for Iran. They're not going to be allowed to build nuclear centrifuges. They're not going to be allowed to enrich their own uranium, but they would be allowed to import it. The problem is Iran says that that's unacceptable, that they should be allowed to enrich their own uranium. And Russia backed them up on that last month in a different strategic agreement that they ended up renewing. Now, if Israel ends up launching this operation into Gaza, and I think a great kickoff to that was taking out Mohammed Sinwar, but if they end up launching this operation inside Gaza and going hard, there's a high probability, number one, that the Houthis end up firing every single ballistic missile they have at Israel. Number two, of Iran actually retaliating against Israel as well. That still does not change my assessment that, if anything, it backs it up. We don't have a deal with Iran. We have made very clear statements Iran is not allowed to enrich uranium. We all feel like Iran is just kind of dragging this freaking thing out. And so I got a feeling before Israel launches this airstrike, or excuse me, this ground operation inside Gaza, that we're going to end up striking Iran premature, or, you know, prior to. Now, if for some reason we don't do that, I would expect Iran to launch a massive attack at Israel. And if that's the case, make no mistake about it, not just the U.S., but Israel will also respond, and we're going to knock those facilities out anyways. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, my biggest worry about today isn't knocking out Sinwar's brother. No, no, no. My biggest worry about today comes from this.
Likewise in Syria, which has seen so much misery and death, there is a new government that will hopefully succeed in stabilizing the country and keeping peace. That's what we want to see in Syria. They've had their share of travesty, war, killing, many years. That's why my administration has already taken the first steps toward restoring normal relations between the United States and Syria for the first time in more than a decade. And I'm very pleased to announce that Secretary Marco Rubio will be meeting with the new Syrian foreign minister in Turkey later this week. And very importantly, after discussing the situation in Syria with the Crown Prince, your Crown Prince, and also with President Erdogan of Turkey, who called me the other day and asked for a very similar thing, among others, and friends of mine, people that I have a lot of respect for in the Middle East, I will be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness.
Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a problem. Pausing the sanctions on Syria. They don't even have a legitimate government. And the man who is the de facto leader is quite literally a freaking wanted terrorist by the United States of America and founded a foreign terror organization. He's got control of chemical weapons. And the fact that Turkey urged him to do it and that the Crown Prince actually urged him to do it kind of make me wonder what the heck's going on. But at the same time, it makes sense because Israel just announced, or excuse me, Netanyahu just announced that in the coming days, they're going to be going into Gaza. And Netanyahu expects about 50% of the Palestinian population in Gaza to migrate out of there. So where are they going to go? Well, we talked about it before on the show. They're supposed to be going to refugee camps inside Syria. If they want to make that happen, there is a high probability that they're going to be cutting deals in order to do that. And unfortunately, I think that's basically what we just saw happen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.